Today in Studio A2, we're happy to welcome back one of our more frequent visitors, Brett Denon's in town for a 107.1 show with the Blind Pig. Welcome back, Brett.
It's good to be back. I was here this summer.
You were here this summer. Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch had you.
Yes.
And we did a fine session afterwards. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit, because you're standing in front of Bank of Ann Arbor logo. You're drinking out of my Bank of Ann Arbor teacup.
I know.
So they're a big part of what we're doing today.
I love them.
They're great people.
Yeah.
New album called Por Favor, which is why you're stopping into town tonight, your first actual, like, nighttime date for the album.
I suppose, yeah. It will be night when I play.
Yeah, it was an afternoon show. What would you like to do from the record to start off today's session?
Oh, I'm going to do a song I really don't play much, but I should, because it's got a good message. It's called Stand Up For It. If there is something you love, you have to run to it, stand up for it. If there is something you love, you have to cherish it, stand up for it. Who draws the lines that separate good from evil? Don't fall between borders, religion or colors. These are the lines that run through every one of us, every one of us capable of working for good, working for evil. If there is something you love, you have to run to it, stand up for it. If there is something you love, you have to cherish it, stand up for it. Everyday people like you and me, have to realize that we are not divided. Everyday people like you and me, we have to realize that we are not divided. If there is something you love, you have to run to it, stand up for it. If there is something you love, you have to cherish it. Stand up for it. Stand up, stand up. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la la. Cross that line, you may find yourself alone, but you won't be for long. Somebody's gonna come stand by your side. If there is something you love, you have to run to it, stand up for it. For it. Stand up, stand up. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la la.
Great message there from Brett Denon, Stand Up For It, from his new album, Por Favor, on Ann Arbor's 107.1 in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Catch Brett with a full band tonight at the Blind Pig. Lily and Madeline will open the show.
Yep.
Doors are at 8 o'clock tonight for that one. What time do you go on? 9:30-ish? Somewhere around
I think
there?
I go on later.
A little bit later than that? Okay.
10.
ish.
Well, I've heard Lily and Madeline stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
Checking them out. Well, because they're opening and I wanted to see what they're like. I was going to be there. I wanted to know what I was in for. Yeah, I like them. Did you hand pick them?
I didn't. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Sort of.
Well, I mean, they were brought to my attention along with a bunch of other acts, and I chose them.
Well,
and I'm glad I did because they're super sweet.
Sound like a good choice. Looking forward to it. Well, this is obviously meant to be a compliment, and it will be, because you're a truly unique artist. There's nobody like you in my eyes. You don't sound like anybody else. The way you write songs.
I think
songs,
that's probably true. I definitely don't sound like anybody else.
Your songs are unique. Even your song titles are unique. How many songs are called Sydney? We're going back to your past.
Okay.
Tangboche. That's
yes.
certainly not a common song title for songs. Do you consciously try to break barriers or write new things, like things that have never been done before?
No. I don't think about that. I just try to sound like myself, and I don't really know how to do that, actually. The only way I try to do that is to just do whatever, the first thing that comes to mind, and try not to second-guess myself too much. And in doing so, I hope I reach some place of authenticity.
When you're writing a song, do you think about the past?
I try to make it as personal as possible.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do now with the new songs I'm writing that for my next album, though, is I'm trying to make it personal but also be more of an author. Whereas in the past, I think the songs have been a little bit more firsthand and personal, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're not really looking...
plaintive.
You're looking at your current situation and writing about it.
Yeah, writing about it, where I think I'd like to become more of a storyteller.
I think you can do it. You got such talent. I mean,
we've
enjoyed your songs over the years, and especially enjoyed having you in. There's
appreciate
a quote.
That.
There's a quote on the... I think it's actually on the Blind Pig's website about tonight's show. It's probably right from your website, but I like what you say about the album's title, Por Favor. When you say please, you're asking something to come into your life, and I think that's a very nice sort of vulnerable place to be, and I appreciate
that's it exactly. That's what I was. I think the thread in this album is that it all comes from a vulnerable place, and the songs were all written at a time where I was asking for good to come into my life, for some help to come into my life, and as a songwriter, I think it's my job to write my way through those funky places, and so that's the theme, though, being asking for help.
I appreciate when people are like that, because people put up too many walls and they try not to let you get to know them. I feel like, well, what are you hiding? Why are you hiding from me? I mean, we're all just humans, right?
Yeah, and I wanted to, like I said before, in wanting to be authentic, I wanted to be truthful. I didn't want to pretend like I was like everything was all good, and I also had the thought that if I wrote what I was feeling, and people could relate to it, so hopefully they do.
Well, I mentioned the song title Tangboche. I would actually like to know what that is.
Okay,
is that a dance?
No, it's a.
I should have looked it up, but I don't
I'll
know.
I'll play the song too.
Cool.
I actually make sure I can do it.
Well, tell me what it's about.
It's Tangboche is a monastery built by Tibetan monks who were ostracized from Tibet, and they build monasteries all over the Himalayas in different countries, but this one, Tangboche, is in Nepal, probably 50 miles or so from Mount Everest.
Okay.
It's probably somewhere around 14,000 feet in elevation, so it's like the moon up there. It's barren. It's snow-capped peaks everywhere. Mm. And then there's this beautiful white monastery with bright orange and red and yellow flags and prayer wheels everywhere and prayer flags everywhere, you know, the Buddhist prayer flags that are all colorful blowing in the wind. Yeah. They chisel prayers into stones, and I've been lucky enough to do the trek to Everest Base Camp. So the whole hike, you're walking through monk land, people who just dedicate their lives to meditating and praying and serving the prayer. And the whole trip is, there's monasteries everywhere and monks everywhere, and you're constantly spinning prayer wheels and touching prayer stones, and it's a very I perceived it as a very inward experience, a very beautiful culture they've created that's very quiet but profound. And it lingered with me for a long time. Like, that was four years ago, I think, that I went on that trek. And then last year there was a big earthquake that ravaged a lot of those villages. And the song is a dedication to those people up on that trail, and those monks specifically.
Do you want to do that one? You can do another one.
Yes, I'll do it.
All right, cool.
Tell me the way to Tingbo Shay. Tell me the way to Tingbo Shay. Tell me the way to Tingbo Shay. One thing I've learned from all my travels. Give the most. Here is a desert for the roses. Here's a window for the ghost. Sippy, side the stars are now bed of dark.
In Studio A2 with Brett Denon, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Tingbo Shay is a track you'll find on Por Favor, the new album, which is one of the reasons Brett is on tour with his band, full band, probably wandering the streets of Ann Arbor or sleeping on the bus.
Yeah, they're all looking for coffee.
Or food. Lots of food to be had in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, there's serious coffee junkies, though, in my band.
Yeah. Brett's playing a beautifully decorated acoustic guitar today. You did that yourself, it looks like, because I see your name at the bottom.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about your artwork, too, because I see on your website there's a lot of cool art there. Is that stuff people can buy?
I say it's for sale, but I rarely sell it. I think it's because I don't know what I'm waiting for, but maybe I want to. But yeah, my artwork is all for sale. I'll probably make a book or something someday. I mostly do watercolor painting, and it's great because it teaches me to let go of control. But it also is it's portable. You can take it on the road, and when I have some downtime, I can do some paintings.
Your first album cover was hand painted,
yes,
by you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I recognized the when I was looking at the current stuff. I'm like, that looks a lot like the first album cover. The style. You have a certain style, so it's very cool.
You got a keen eye.
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe.
Last I saw you, I got to taste some pretty delicious wine
you
that
did.
Has your name on it as well. Tell me about the wine that you're doing too.
Yeah, that's an endeavor that I'm learning rapidly about. I jumped in full force. A buddy of mine, who actually has ties to this area. Hmm. My buddy Steve is a music industry guy, but then he got into the wine industry, and his brother runs a camp here called North Star Reach that I've worked with.
Yeah, I want to ask about that too.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yep.
If I can segue.
Yeah, wine.
Wine is, but Steve, he has a really, really passionate wine guy, and he knows I love wine, and he talked me into starting a label with him, and that was like 3 years ago, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we've made some really great wine, and hopefully we'll turn it into a real profitable business and see where it takes us and see where the collaboration between music and wine and art, how they all merge.
I don't know where to find that wine because I was really.
I know we're working. It's next by next summer it'll be here.
Distribution will be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look forward to that. All right. So musician, artist, and activist really, and you're kind of doing not only the thing you were talking about with your friend Steve with the North Star Reach, but you also have your Mosaic project.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it's the lucky. I think as someone who gets to travel and play for people and make art. I'm really lucky to be able to be of service, to use my talent and what I do every day to raise money and awareness for people and their causes. Also just to inspire people to put some good work into their community. I've been working with the Mosaic Project for a long time, even before I was a touring musician. I started working with them in college, and we bring kids of different backgrounds together. It's kind of like a camp and educate them on diversity and who we are and build community across diversity. North Star Reach is an amazing organization that I'm lucky enough to have gotten to know over the past couple of years. Patrick Smith has done a great job of developing this program. You know, it's a national program, but it's very specific to this area, the camp that he's built. They have a beautiful facility that I actually haven't been to yet.
I think it's in Pinckney, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Pinckney,
well, right. I don't know the area too well, but I'm looking forward to going at some point, which I will because I'm going to continue working with them. But, yeah, through Steve and Patrick, they've allowed me to do some fundraising through just showing up and playing concerts here in town. And it's an organization, North Star Reach, that's again, it's like a camp. It is a camp. It's a residential setting that brings people, mostly kids, to the place that have terminal illness that gives them an incredible experience that offers a lot of healing, you know. So it's pretty powerful.
Are there links to both of these organizations from your website?
You might have to do some digging. I would just Google North Star Reach if you want to get to know more about that and get involved in that. And then as far as Mosaic Project, yeah, there's a link on my website. It's pretty Bay Area specific, but we do have outreach programs, and we do also have a corporate program that we travel with. But the heart of the program with the kids, that's all done in the Napa.
Well, kudos to you for using your celebrity for good.
Thank you. And thank you. Kudos to you for supporting good music.
Hey.
Not me, but just looking around at all the posters that you have on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, good for you.
Let's do another song, and then I'll let you enjoy some Ann Arbor. What would you like to do to close out the session?
I could do one of the ballads from the record.
How about Cassidy? Can you do that one?
I can do Cassidy.
If you think you can. You seem hesitant.
Well, the reason I could play it, but
it needs the band?
No, it just needs tuning.
Oh.
It's in a really funky, weird tuning.
What are you tuned for that might be fun and upbeat?
Oh, I got a great song that's fun and upbeat.
Let's do it. What is it?
Okay, it's called Another Life. I love playing this song. Cool.
Katie's in the market buying moons. Through the grills back home, the boys yell Brambo and say Assalamu Alaikum. Up on the roof drinking Dawood, where the tourists flock, they're popping their collars and talk of their travels over the soft rock. Maybe in another life, maybe in another life, I was your lover. Maybe in another life, scaffolding invades a cathedral, shackles in a hole in the yard, the post it, the altar, the cross from the tree where he buried his heart, lost in the maze of doorways, and coral rag, the flag of the slave trade. This is behind the glass, maybe in another life. In another life, we can start over. Maybe we'll get it right. Maybe in another life. Maybe in another life, we'll know forgiveness. Maybe in another life. She goes wading out there as the tide is low, and I'm contemplating this gift of failure and the truth of the feeling in my bones. Back in the market buying moons, we'll be leaving soon, the smell of follows us back into our room. Dusk falls over the island, salt water in her hair. My love is shimmering, pretty as a call to prayer. Maybe in another life, maybe in another life, I was your lover. Maybe I was your wife. Maybe in another life. Maybe in another life, we can start over. Maybe in another life. Maybe in another life. Maybe in another life. Maybe in another life, we can start over.
That one's called Another Life. In Studio A2, Brett Denon on Ann Arbor's 107.1, another track from Por Favor. And you can hear that one perhaps tonight at the Blind Pig.
Absolutely.
8 p.m. doors, and Lily and Madeline will open the show. I'll be there for that one. And one final question before I let you return to your gang of ruffians. In your career, you've contributed to tribute albums from Oingo Boingo to John Denver, which doesn't seem to have a lot of parallels. If you were to pick somebody who has not had a tribute album that you would love to contribute.
Cat Stevens.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he's one of the best. I mean, he probably has one, but I just don't know about it.
Yeah, and you'd want to be on that one.
I would love. He's on my Mount Rushmore of songwriters.
You know, you could actually organize one and get your friends involved in it. You could be the spearhead behind it.
Really?
Why not?
I could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Thanks for being here, Brad.
Thank you.
It's great to see you again. The show again tonight at the Blind Pig. Return to music in just a couple of minutes on 107.1.